Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Have you ever had an encounter with wildlife?
I've had a couple.
So there's this guy that's going viral on social media, especially Facebook right now, for this 6-minute video he posted of him being stalked by a cougar.
Yeah, like it's legit chasing him. And I'm not going to lie, I don't think I would whip out my camera and videotape this. I would have just been running.
Well, I feel like he would probably want people to know what happened or maybe send help. You know what I mean? Like, I don't even know. And so it starts out and he sees what looks like a kitten and he takes a step forward. And as soon as he does, Mama Cougar comes out and she just kind of stalks him and he walks backwards very calmly with some bad language, just trying to get away. And a couple times she like pounces and like beats her hands, like her little paws on the path. And
so
it's
signs
terrifying.
Of aggression.
Yeah.
Well, rule number one is if you see like wildlife cubs out and about, never approach them, especially if their mom or dad's not around, because that means they're probably looking for food to feed the cubs.
Well, they're always watching.
Yeah.
Don't take a step forward. You take that step back and you get away. And so we put it up on our Facebook, 105.1 The Buzz, and it is a journey of animals. I don't know if you've gone through and read all these stories, but like, woo. So one of them that we got is from Nick, and he said he went camping with his brothers and his dad.
Yeah.
And he basically said one of his brothers is an idiot.
Mm-hmm.
And so they had gone fishing, and they cleaned the fish in the back of the truck, and they left the truck parked in the campsite.
Yep.
And they woke up to a black bear trying to overturn the truck and get all the last little pieces of fish out of the bed.
Yeah, they want all that fish out of there.
I had a black bear one time. I went to college in the mountains of North Carolina, like the Blue Ridge Mountains going into Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
And they're very prevalent there. And he used to get in our trash and we'd have to bungee it. But so like we would get a call from the, what's it called? The landlord.
Yeah.
And we were college kids. It'd be like 9 o'clock in the morning and they'd be like, there's trash all over the yard. You need to go out and clean it. And we'd be like, stupid black bear got us again. So if you had a wildlife encounter, 503-733-5105.
I was camping out in Malala. And we saw a cougar on the road on the way out when we were getting to our campsite. And later that night, if you don't know, cougars can sound like birds. They can chirp like a bird.
Wow.
And we heard, all night long, we heard a bird chirping. And I'm like, what the heck? What is that sound? Why is there a bird chirping so late? And I later found out that it was a cougar. And it scared the crap out of me. I was so glad we had a dog with us.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Well,
I wonder how close it was for you to be able to hear it chirping. Like, because a bird in a tree is closer than you think it is when you do the math.
Right? Could have been stalking your tent or something.
I don't even want to know how close it was. Like, I didn't know at the time it was a cougar. It wasn't until like a year later. We were always listening to videos of cougar calls and I heard that chirping and I'm like, oh my God, I've heard that sound before in the middle of the night.
Oh my goodness.
That is terrifying.
That's yet another reason why I don't do nature. You know?
when we go camping now, we always have an air horn and bear mace.
Yeah.
That's what people are saying.
You
so like it. We posted, there's this video of this guy who's gone viral and he had a run in with a cougar too. And it was like 6 minutes. And like half the comments we got were people saying you should pull up a siren on your phone or like an air horn and that'll scare them. Somebody else also said to throw a rock, but I'm pretty sure by the time you bent down, that thing's pouncing.
As long as you keep eye contact with them while you're throwing the rock, any predatory animal doesn't want to know they're being seen.
I can't hold eye contact with anything but the ground when I bend over to pick something up. So I don't think that's going to happen.
That's your old man balance.
Yeah. Either, don't worry.
Mike definitely isn't.
No.
Eye contact's difficult, though. I have a hard time making eye contact with my dog when I feed her those little Caesars. You never know how she's going to react. Have you ever had a wildlife encounter? 503-733-5105.
It was creepy as all get out. I lived in Texas for a while when I was like 18, and I was going to the bathroom in my apartment, lived on the third floor, and I kept hearing this hissing and a scratch noise above me. And I'm like, and there's a crawl space up there kind of thing, and you can pull it down. And I was like, what is going on up here? So I went up there and I opened the thing up, and all I saw were beady eyes looking at me with the light barely shining in there. And all of a sudden I see a head come towards me. Believe me, I was standing on a stool and I fell on my butt.
Man.
What was it?
A possum.
Oh!
So possums can be scary if you're not used to encountering them, because they hang out in the night. They've got like some creepy red eyes. Like, mm-hmm. But they're really good for the environment. They eat spiders and snakes and all the things you don't want.
But being up in my attic kind of thing in my apartment was not where I wanted it to be.
Yeah. He was just a roommate, you know?
I would have slammed that door, left him in there, left the house and called animal control and haven't gone back till they removed it.
The good thing about a possum is he's not going to eat your snacks. He's going to eat the things you don't want, though. You know, like you've still got your Yoplait yogurt. He's eating a spider.
Right.
Mike, you know, you're more outdoorsy out of the two of us. You do like hiking trails and stuff. And I feel like you're way more skittish with animals than I am.
Raccoons and possums. And, you know, far be it from me to accuse them of being rodents, but that's exactly what they are in my eyes.
A raccoon is a cat with thumbs.
A cat burglar with thumbs, maybe.
Whatever. So you think possums are scary? I used to live in an apartment complex, mm-hmm. and I was close to like where the like trash dumpsters were for like the whole thing.
Yeah.
And so we would get some critters. And one morning I was leaving for work, and it was like 3 a.m. Mm-hmm. And there was this possum so big that it looked like the giant puppet from Neverending Story with like the whiskers.
That is terrifying.
Right? That's probably my best wildlife encounter. I like fumbled and tried to get my phone out, and I couldn't get a picture of it.
No.
But I told everyone the tale that day and no one believed me.
Just
but
run.
It happened, Mike, and it was real. Have you ever had a wildlife encounter?
I grew up in Alaska, and there is what we call a blueberry trail, and it's on Blueberry Hill, and it's just that's where all of us go. Well, it's also very popular with bears, and I was about halfway through the trail, and me and a girlfriend at the time kept hearing these like loud gruffs, and we knew it would be a bear. So we just started talking a little louder and stuff to let it know that we were there, because that's what you're supposed to do. Well, we came around this small corner, and she's this giant, like, mama grizzly bear was sitting there in the middle of the trail.
Oh, no.
And so we just kind of stood there for a second, and she wasn't moving or nothing, but she kept, like, gruffing at us, making this deep, and it wasn't quite a growl. It was like a hard push of air. So we started backing up slowly because she wasn't attacking, so we didn't have to do the whole be really big and scare yourself. And we found out, like, just before we got completely out of sight, she had babies with her.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, she was protecting those things. She wasn't standing up, was she, or was she still on all fours?
She was still on all fours. Yeah, she wasn't. That's why we didn't, like, you're supposed to make yourself look really big and scary back when they look like they're going to engage with you. But we just kept talking and slowly backed up, and she didn't move. She just stood there.
Man.
I mean, that's a grizzly bear. That's not even a brown bear or a black bear. That's like double the size.
And you're not supposed to turn around, right? Yeah. So you like walk backwards.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah. We just walk backwards. You don't turn around. You certainly don't run, all that stuff.
Well, you don't have to worry about me running. That's never going to happen, even in the face of danger, you know?
I don't know. You might run. Come encounter with a grizzly bear. They are huge and scary.
Oh my gosh, I'd be terrified. I'm pretty sure I'd just be on the ground crying. Like, I would be an emotional puddle. I wouldn't make it very far at all.
Just, I mean, I've seen you on the ground crying for less than a grizzly bear, so.
I mean, you can't be big and scary against a butterfly. You just have to let them know, you know, that they're the dominant one and get through your day that way.
You are terrified of butterflies.
Oh my gosh, they're so creepy. Look at their faces. Have you ever had a wildlife encounter?
I was on an outdoor school trip with my daughter 2 years ago. I drove because I don't like riding the buses. Well, on our way back, she asked me if I could bring her friend and her mom with us. So we're driving back from Celeste, and I nailed a turkey with my friend's mom right in the passenger seat. Totally nailed it.
Oh, like you hit it with your car?
Yeah.
Oh.
I know. She's never rode with me again.
Now, did it fly into the windshield? I know that's a very detailed question.
Right in front of her.
Oh. Well, the poor turkey. That actually makes me sadsies.
Oh, the turkey lived. The girls were crying, and I was mortified.
Oh, the turkey lived.
Oh, well, then we're okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Liz does a great turkey call.
If I were a Disney character, I would be able to get turkeys to emerge from the woods because they're the only animal that I can call, and I can do it with my mouth.
Nice.
So awkward. You know what? Anytime somebody makes me uncomfortable in the hallways here, I'm just going to make you do that so they get uncomfortable too.
I just wish we encountered turkeys more often. And I really do think there should be a Disney princess where her sidekick is a turkey.
I'm surprised there hasn't been one yet.
That would be legit. Have you ever had an encounter with wildlife? Because there's this dude who went viral because a cougar stalked him down for like several minutes. And like, it's terrifying and captivating all at once.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.